Yep, that's going now. My name's Rob Henthorne, I'm the Vice President, Education at NUS Scotland. Well, of course, we're incredibly worried to see such a dramatic rise in students reporting mental ill health. While we've seen institutions making great efforts to improve the support they offer students, vital services are still struggling to meet this demand. No, of course not. In fact, we've seen increases in spending on mental health at university and colleges. There's been some great projects like Think Positive that we're very involved in, but these services are really struggling to keep up with demand. Well, it comes as little surprise to us, to be honest. The additional stresses we know that impact students' mental well-being are things like finances, living arrangements, academic pressures, exactly the sorts of things that that keep students out of education in the first place and put pressure on them once they're there. Well, we've seen some good commitments from political parties to improve mental health provision for students and young people during the election campaign, but we need to see that become a reality now. We want to see high-quality, coordinated provision existing right across Scotland, both in our institutions and in our communities. Yes, absolutely. So we've seen some great initiatives from colleges having full-time counsellors or ad hoc services that can support students as well. This isn't just university students. Colleges are absolutely where this needs to be happening too. Absolutely it is, and we're really glad to see a 21% increase in the number of counselling staff at universities and colleges. But if it's still failing to keep up with demand, there clearly needs more needs to be done. Well, hang on a second. Message Holyrood to take away. The message that Holyrood needs to take away is that we need a consistent support system across Scotland in our institutions and our communities to make sure that students who find their way into college and into higher education have the support to stay in education. Well, absolutely, we need to see an increase in funding and prioritisation, but the focus needs to be on a high-quality, coordinated system in our institutions and communities. No, that's just about it.
Yeah, that's fine. Cool. Oh. Hi, cool, so I stopped recording.